Détendez-vous en découvrant la musique du monde sur SBS Chill. Sur votre télévision et votre radio numérique, en ligne et sur votre smartphone. sbs.com.au/chill.
Bernard Fanning in the studios here at SBS. Hi, Bernard.
Hi, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. It's a real pleasure to have you here at SBS because, as I said to you off mic, you're my first exposure to proper Australian rock.
Proper Australian rock.
Proper, yeah. I
yep.
say that. Okay. I'm not going to name the others, but proper.
Fair enough. Well, that could be a symptom of the overexposure of Powderfinger. You never know. Who knows? I don't know.
You must be still very proud of the work Powderfinger
did. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Totally. I'm really proud of it. I mean, I hear about it a lot from other people, obviously. I mean, it's not something that I think about very often unless I'm reminded of it. But, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We worked really hard for a long time. We had a great time as well. So, and obviously had an effect on a lot of people's lives as well.
Absolutely. You're not here to talk about Powderfinger. We're here to talk about your new album, Civil Dusk, out on the 5th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting news.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's always a big delay between when you finish making a record and when it actually comes out, just because of all the mechanics of record labels and all of that stuff, you know. But yeah, it's finally coming out. So I worked on it sort of for, I guess I started writing it about the end of 2014. And that was here in Australia, in northern New South Wales. And then my wife is Spanish, so we went to Madrid and we were living in Madrid for a year. And I just was writing there. I just wrote for a year.
Did Spain influence your writing, you think?
I don't think so, because I was writing in a basement. So it had no windows. So I could have been in Richmond. Or Arturo Soria. But, you know, I think there's certain things that stimulate you. Definitely your environment changes the way that you approach the way you write. But not directly. I mean, when I'm in Spain, I go and see a lot of flamenco because I love it. That influences me in the sense of, I guess, because of the way the rhythms work. That is one thing that I end up putting lots of clapping on my demos, which never end up making it on the record because the producer goes, oh, that sounds terrible. But, you know.
Talk to us about this writing process because everything is very emotional for you. It seems like it's very emotional. Do you feel this way? Has it evolved over the years? You must have.
Yeah, I guess I've always written from that point, like a pretty personal point of view. But I think there's that kind of mistake that's pretty easily made, that when you say me or you or I or him or her in a song, that you're talking about yourself or about your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever it is. But I think it's always a combination of internal and external kind of influences that you have when you're writing. So it's about personal experiences, of course, and especially when it comes to, you know, when you're talking about love, because that's the most important thing in life, really. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is. That's the most obvious thing to write about. But also, it's not just your own experience of it. It's what you observe in other people, how other people characterize it and how other people live it as well, and just what your observations of that are.
So you haven't got any trouble of letting go of a song?
Letting go of it, as in
it's not on the album, it's released in the general public.
Yeah.
It's open to everyone and people like it, criticize it,
yeah.
Yes and no.
I think that's really important to know what I want and I feel out of a song, but I also feel like if you explain it away, if you explain it in the most minute detail, then you take away some of that joy that I used to have and I still do, but when I listen to music, I want to know how it affects me, how I relate to it, and I want to write myself into a song a lot of the time. I mean, that's the same with a film or a book as well. You use a certain amount of your own imagination to kind of complete the picture, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a documentary, obviously, but fiction. So,
but how do you leave with the critics? You know, the song is in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
Then people, you know, some people give their opinion. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally fine with criticism, but generally as long as it's constructive. I mean, we kind of live in an age where there's a lot of, public criticism that is just nasty now, mm-hmm. because it can be and because it's anonymous. You know, social media allows that. So I think that is something that will change and develop over time, though, don't you? I mean,
I hope.
I hope as well. I mean, there's not really a really an established etiquette in that regard yet. I mean, the way people speak to each other online is there's absolutely no way that 99% of the people would speak like that to someone's face. There's just no way. They wouldn't have the balls, for starters, you know. They just wouldn't, simply wouldn't. So I'm okay with being criticised. I mean, that, I think if you're unable to take criticism, then you're in the wrong game, for starters. But also, for me, it's also, I just want to get better at what I do all the time. So if people have got something constructive to say that I think I can learn from, then I'll absolutely use it.
It's a good attitude for an artist, I
think. Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, it's just a sensible attitude for anyone. I mean, it can apply to a DJ as well, can't it? Or a journalist or anyone.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I should get better at it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Do you realise that you've impacted a lot of life in Australia? I mean, you've been part of, love forming up, breakups,
yeah.
First arrival, as we said. Do you sometimes sit back and realise that?
I don't think about it on a day-to-day basis. I am reminded of it occasionally, especially people talk about, they've used songs that I've written at their wedding or at a funeral or at a baptism or whatever it is, the first night people met at a concert that I was involved with, or a Powderfinger song or something like that. So those things are great. I love that stuff. I mean, music is so important in human lives. You attach so much emotion to particular songs, and I think that power is actually starting to dissolve a little bit with music, because music is becoming so easily consumed. It's free, and it's a commodity, but it's not even a saleable commodity half the time now. People just think they're entitled to it, so some of its value is being stripped away in that regard. But I hope that, like the online thing that we're talking about, that comes around, people start to understand that if they want art in their lives, then they will actually need to pay for it.
Yeah, there's a price on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This album, Civil Dusk, is out on the 5th of August. There's a tour coming up with it. It's pretty exciting for you.
It is.
Do you love being on tour?
Well, not particularly. I mean, I like touring, but I like it more now than I used to, because I think back when I was in the band, when I was in Powderfinger, the tours were really long and they were pretty arduous. And we also toured all over the world, so it was kind of relentless. I mean, it's fun, but it became a little bit of a job. And now, because I don't do it as much, it's great. I really enjoy it. I especially like doing the more regional kind of stuff, like going into country Australia, into smaller towns. And
you're going to do it this time?
A little bit on this tour. And then I think next year we'll hopefully be doing more touring, because there's another record coming out.
That was my next question.
Yeah,
you love it so much, you do it again next year with a new album and another tour. It's called Brutal Dawn.
Yeah, that's right.
Released 2017.
Yeah, so that's part of the idea. This record has a mate, a companion, I guess, called Brutal Dawn. So, and they do eventually go together. We weren't really organised enough to have them both come out at the same time, and didn't really want to. I'm going back into the studio now to finish that record, finish Brutal Dawn, which will come out early next year. And I wanted that opportunity to kind of release this record and respond a little bit to this album, as well as just be writing and, finishing this group of songs that I've put together.
Yeah, the tour is in October, isn't it? The
first October, tour. November, yeah.
Yeah. If you look back at your life, are you pretty happy with what you've done? If you had to talk to the little 5-year-old Bernard, not giving him advice, because I guess he doesn't need advice.
Yeah, he certainly does. But I would tell him to do a lot more piano practice. That's what I would tell him to do, to make his adult life easier. But yeah, I mean, I've been really lucky in my life. I mean, I grew up in Australia, for starters, which has been an incredibly, relatively peaceful place. What I should say is I grew up a white, middle-class Catholic Australian. So that's not the experience that everybody has growing up in Australia. Mm-hmm. It's kind of different to a regional indigenous lesbian, for example. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I lived as part of the least marginalized group in the country. So I was, that's just a fluke of birth. But I have been very lucky along the way. I also worked really hard and applied myself to what I did. So Yeah, I'm really happy with the way that I've lived so far. I mean, everyone would like to improve what they've done. And I mean, I'm a parent now. I've got two kids. So there's lots of things I'd like to change about myself. But I just have to try and work on those, you know.
Okay, and you bring me to the last question, which I should have asked before, actually. But how political are you these days?
Political.
And how is it influencing your writing?
I'm political in the sense that I've taken interest in what's happening in society, I guess. I mean, I don't affiliate myself with anybody politically because I think that most of them are full of shit, and that the way that politics is presented to us in Australia and in most of the West is just this kind of really lame, compromised version of what it could be. And I think that that's something that will change as well over time. But it's something that everybody has to contribute to changing. It's not something that you can, that will just happen if you allow the system to kind of continue as it is, you know. But the only way that you can contribute to it at the moment is by voicing your opinion and also by voting. There's only violence or the ballot box that can really change things. So, and I don't condone the violent side at all. So it has to be at the ballot box.
Get voting, yeah.
Yeah.
One lighter question to finish. Both of your solo album finished started number one. Do you feel a pressure on this one or not?
People have been asking me that today. And I hadn't even thought about it, you know, to be honest. I was talking with Stacey, my friend here, earlier, and I was saying, what's the difference between...
Everybody talks
two.
About the second album.
Yeah, this
You've
is the third.
It. This is the third.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, so the second one. Yeah, I just don't even think about that stuff. I mean, I understand for the people that work at the label and all of that stuff, people that work in the industry side, that is something that's important to those guys, and fair enough. And I hope for their sake that it all works out. I hope for my sake it does too. I'd love it to be number one, but... what if it's number two? What's going to happen? The world's not going to stop turning. It's just what it is.
You let other people worry about this.
Yeah,
not you.
Exactly. I can't control it. Oh, well, I guess I could go out and buy 1,000 albums, but that'd be kind of sad.
It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Cheers,
album
Christoph.
Is out on the 5th of August, and the tours are in October. All the data are on your website.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Thank you, Bernard.
Bye.
Détendez-vous en découvrant la musique du monde sur SBS Chill. Sur votre télévision et votre radio numérique, en ligne et sur votre smartphone. sbs.com.au/chill